Morning. In the early light of a May dawn, this is what the living room of my apartment looks like. Over the white marble and granite gas log fireplace hangs an original David Onica. It's a 6-foot by 4-foot portrait of a naked woman, mostly done in muted grays and olives, sitting on a chaise longue, watching MTV. The backdrop, a Martian landscape. A gleaming mauve desert scattered with dead, gutted fish, smashed plates rising like a sunburst above the woman's yellow head. And the whole thing is framed in black aluminum steel. The painting overlooks a long, white, down-filled sofa and a 30-inch digital TV set from Toshiba. It's a high-contrast, highly defined model, plus it has a 4-corner video stand with a high-tech tube combination from NEC, with a picture-in-picture digital effects system, plus freeze frame. The audio includes built-in MTS and a 5-watt per channel onboard amp. A Toshiba VCR sits in a glass case beneath the TV set. It's a super high-band beta unit and has built-in editing function, including a character generator with 8-page memory, a high-band record and playback, and 3-week 8-event timer. A hurricane halogen lamp is placed in each corner of the living room, while thin white Venetian blinds cover all 8 floor-to-ceiling windows. A glass-top coffee table with oak legs by Turkin sits in front of the sofa, with Steuben glass animals placed strategically around expensive crystal ashtrays from Fortunoff, though I don't smoke. Next to the Wurlitzer jukebox is a black ebony Baldwin concert grand piano. A polished white oak floor runs throughout the apartment. On the other side of the room, next to a desk and a magazine rack by Gioponti, is a complete stereo system, CD player, tape deck, tuner, amplifier, by Sansui, with 6-foot Duntech Sovereign 2001 speakers and Brazilian rosewood. A down-filled futon lies in an oakwood frame in the center of the bedroom. Against the wall is a Panasonic 31-inch set with a direct view screen and stereo sound, and beneath it, in a glass case, is a Toshiba VCR. I'm not sure if the time on the Sony digital alarm clock is correct, so I have to sit up, then look down at the time flashing on and off on the VCR, then pick up the Ettore Sottsass push-button phone that rests on the steel and glass nightstand next to the bed and dial the time number. A cream leather steel and wood chair designed by Eric Marcus is in one corner of the room, a molded plywood chair in the other. A black dotted beige and white mode sienna carpet covers most of the floor. One wall is hidden by 4 chests of immense bleached mahogany drawers. In bed, I'm wearing Ralph Lauren silk pajamas, and when I get up, I slip on a paisley ancient matter robe and walk to the bathroom. I urinate while trying to make out the puffiness of my reflection in the glass that encases a baseball poster hung above the toilet. After I change into Ralph Lauren monogrammed boxer shorts and a Fair Isle sweater and slide into silk polka dot Enrico Hedeline slippers, I tie a plastic ice pack around my face and commence with the morning stretching exercises. Afterwards, I stand in front of a chrome and acrylic washmobile bathroom sink, with soap dish, cup holder, and railings that serve as towel bars, which I bought at Hastings Tile, to use while the marble sinks I ordered from Finland are being sanded, and stare at my reflection with the ice pack still on. I pour some Plaque's anti-plaque formula into a stainless steel tumbler and swish it around my mouth for 30 seconds. Then I squeeze Rembrandt onto a faux tortoiseshell toothbrush and start brushing my teeth. Too hungover to floss properly, but maybe I flossed before bed last night. And rinse with Listerine. Then I inspect my hands and use a nail brush. I take the ice pack mask off and use a deep pore cleanser lotion Then an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I check my toenails. Then I use the ProBrite tooth polisher, and next the Interplaque tooth polisher. This in addition to the toothbrush, which has a speed of 4,200 RPM and reverses direction 46 times per second. The larger tufts clean between teeth and massage the gums, while the short ones scrub the tooth surfaces. I rinse again with Cepacol. I wash the facial massage off with a spearmint face scrub. The shower has a universal all-directional shower head that adjusts within a 30-inch vertical range. It's made from Australian gold-black brass and covered with a white enamel finish. In the shower, I use first a water-activated gel cleanser, then a honey almond body scrub, and on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Vidal Sassoon shampoo is especially good at getting rid of the coating of dried perspiration, salts, oils, airborne pollutants, and dirt that can weigh down hair and flatten it to the scalp, which can make you look older. The conditioner is also good. Silicone technology permits conditioning benefits without weighing down the hair, which can also make you look older. On weekends or before a date, I prefer to use the Groina Natural Revitalizing Shampoo, the conditioner, and the Nutrien Complex. These are formulas that contain D-panthenol, a vitamin B complex factor, polysorbate 80, a cleansing agent for the scalp, and natural herbs. Over the weekend, I plan to go to Bloomingdale's or Bergdorf's, and on Evelyn's advice, pick up a Foltine European supplement and shampoo for thinning hair, which contains complex carbohydrates that penetrate the hair shafts for improved strength and shine. Also, the Vivagen Hair Enrichment Treatment, a new Redken product that prevents mineral deposits and prolongs the life cycle of hair. Lewis Carruthers recommended the Aramis Nutriplex system, a nutrient complex that helps increase circulation. Once out of the shower and towel dry, I put the Ralph Lauren boxers back on, and before applying the Mousse à Riza, a shaving cream by Pour Homme, I press a hot towel against my face for 2 minutes to soften abrasive beard hair. Then I always slather on a moisturizer, to my taste, Clinique, and let it soak in for a minute. You can rinse it off or keep it on and apply a shaving cream over it, preferably with a brush, which softens the beard as it lifts the whiskers, which I found makes removing the hair easier. It also helps prevent water from evaporating and reduces friction between your skin and the blade. Always wet the razor with warm water before shaving, and shave in the direction the beard grows, pressing gently on the skin. Leave the sideburns and chin for last, since these whiskers are tougher and need more time to soften. Rinse the razor and shake off any excess water before starting. Afterwards, splash cool water on the face to remove any trace of lather. You should use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol. Never use cologne on your face, since the high alcohol content dries your face out, makes you look older. One should use an alcohol-free antibacterial toner with a water-moistened cotton ball to normalize the skin. Applying a moisturizer is the final step. Splash on water before applying an emollient lotion to soften the skin and seal in the moisture. Next, apply Gel Apaisant, also made by Pour Homme, which is an excellent soothing skin lotion. If the face seems dry and flaky, which makes it look dull and older, use a clarifying lotion that removes flakes and uncovers fine skin. It can also make your tan look darker. Then, apply an anti-aging eye balm, Baume d'Œil, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion. A scalp programming lotion is used after I towel my hair dry. I also lightly blow dry the hair to give it body and control, but without stickiness, and then add more of the lotion, shaping it with a Kent natural bristle brush, and finally slick it back with a wide tooth comb. I pull the Fair Isle sweater back on and re-slip my feet into the polka dot silk slippers. then head into the living room and put the new talking heads in the CD player. But it starts to digitally skip. So I take it out and put in a CD laser lens cleaner. The laser lens is very sensitive and subject to interference from dust or dirt or smoke or pollutants or moisture. And a dirty one can inaccurately read CDs, making for false starts, inaudible passages, digital skipping, speed changes, and general distortion. The lens cleaner has a cleaning brush that automatically aligns with the lens, then the disc spins to remove residue and particles. When I put the Talking Heads CD back in, it plays smoothly. I retrieve the copy of USA Today that lies in front of my door in the hallway and bring it with me into the kitchen, where I take two Advil, a multivitamin, and a potassium tablet, washing them down with a large bottle of Evian water, since the maid, an elderly Chinese woman, forgot to turn the dishwasher on when she left yesterday. And then I have to pour the grapefruit lemon juice into a Saint-Rémy wine glass I got from Baccarat. I check the neon clock that hangs over the refrigerator to make sure I have enough time to eat breakfast, unhurriedly. Standing at the island in the kitchen, I eat kiwi fruit and a sliced Japanese apple pear. They cost $4 each at Cristidi's, out of aluminum storage boxes that were designed in West Germany. I take a bran muffin, a decaffeinated herbal tea bag, and a box of oat bran cereal from one of the large glass front cabinets that make up most of an entire wall in the kitchen, complete with stainless steel shelves and sandblasted wire glass. It is framed in a metallic dark gray blue. I eat half of the bran muffin after it's been microwaved, and lightly covered with a small helping of apple butter. A bowl of oat bran cereal with wheat germ and soy milk follows, another bottle of Evian water, and a small cup of decaf tea after that. Next to the Panasonic bread baker and the salt and pop-up coffee maker is the Cremina sterling silver espresso maker, which is, oddly, still warm, that I got at Hammacher Schlemmer, the thermal-insulated stainless steel espresso cup and the saucer and spoon are sitting by the sink, stained. And the Sharp Model R1810A Carousel 2 microwave oven with revolving turntable, which I use when I heat up the other half of the bran muffin. Next to the Salton Sonata toaster and the Cuisinart Little Pro food processor and the Acme Supreme juicerator and the Cordially Yours liqueur maker stands the heavy-gauge stainless steel 2 1/2 quart tea kettle, which whistles tea for two when the water is boiling, and with it I make another small cup of the decaffeinated apple cinnamon tea. For what seems like a long time, I stare at the Black & Decker handy knife that lies on the counter next to the sink, plugged into the wall. It's a slicer peeler with several attachments, a serrated blade, a scalloped blade, and a rechargeable handle. The suit I wear today is from Alan Flusser. It's an 80s drape suit, which is an updated version of the 30s style. The favorite version has extended natural shoulders, a full chest, and a bladed back. The soft rolled lapels should be about 4 inches wide, with the peak finishing 3/4 of the way across the shoulders. Properly used on double-breasted suits, peaked lapels are considered more elegant than notched ones. Low-slung pockets have a flap double besom design. Above the flap, there's a slit trimmed on either side with a flat, narrow strip of cloth. 4 buttons form a low-slung square. Above it, about where the lapels cross, there are 2 more buttons. The trousers are deeply pleated and cut full in order to continue the flow of the wide jacket. An extended waist is cut slightly higher in the front. Tabs make the suspenders fit well at the center back. The tie is a dotted silk design by Valentino Couture. The shoes are crocodile loafers by A. Testoni. While I'm dressing, the TV is kept on to the Patty Winters show. Today's guests are women with multiple personalities. A nondescript, overweight, older woman is on the screen, and Patty's voice is heard asking, "Well, Is it schizophrenia, or what's the deal? Tell us. No, no. Multiple personalities are not schizophrenics, the woman says, shaking her head. We are not dangerous. Well, Patty starts, standing in the middle of the audience, microphone in hand. Who were you last month? Last month it seemed to be mostly Polly, the woman says. A cut to the audience. A housewife's worried face. Before she notices herself on the monitor, it cuts back to the multiple personality woman. Well, Patty continues, now who are you? Well, the woman begins tiredly, as if she was sick of being asked this question, as if she had answered it over and over again and still no one believed it. Well, this month I'm lamb chop, mostly. Lamb chop. A long pause. The camera cuts to a close-up of a stunned housewife shaking her head, another housewife whispering something to her. The shoes I'm wearing are Crocodile Loafers by A. Testoni. Grabbing my raincoat out of the closet in the entranceway, I find a Burberry scarf and matching coat with a whale embroidered on it, something a little kid might wear, and it's covered with what looks like dried chocolate syrup crisscrossed over the front, darkening the lapels. I take the elevator downstairs to the lobby, rewinding my Rolex by gently shaking my wrist. I say good morning to the doorman, step outside and hail a cab, heading downtown toward Wall Street.